This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I'd like to hear, you know, new news of what's happening, whether it's our brothers and sisters over there in Palestine or in other parts of the world, or what's happening here. For those of you that may not know, there's something that happened in Chicago with a six-year-old boy. Apparently, there was a landlord of an apartment building knocked on the door of one of the Muslim sisters, and was spewing hate, words of hate to her, and apparently stabbed her. And when she ran in her bathroom and locked herself in the bathroom, he was able to get a hold of her six-year-old son. And subhanAllah, he commenced to stabbing him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to take him at that moment. It's important for the Muslim to, firstly, as we always say, and it's not to be unsympathetic, but to realize the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as was even mentioned in the verses, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of the, he's al-hakam, and he judges as he wills. And we may not know the reasoning behind it, but it's important that our anchor is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and knowing that there is aqibatul muttaqin, that there is a final abode, a beautiful abode for those that have taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of us from, and protect our brothers and sisters in Gaza from particularly, is the oppression that is taking place. And it's important, I think, as Muslims as well, is when we talk to our employees, we talk to our neighbors, we don't talk to them from an area of rage, from a place in our heart of discontent for that person that we're speaking to. But rather we speak to them really from an aspect of revisionist history. Revisionist history, what I mean by that is to further educate, to have in our minds and our hearts that let's assume that the person does not know the history, for instance, Palestine, and that this didn't just start in October 7th. With the reality and the fact that we are sympathetic for those that their lives have been taken unjustly. And that is because that is an Islamic pretense. We are sympathetic with those that their lives have been taken unjustly. And we continue our conversation from there. But it's important that we as Muslims, with an area of integrity in our hearts and in our faith, that we listen attentively to those that speak, but at the same time, we understand the reality of the situation, and being that, no doubt about it, that the Muslims over there are oppressed, and we cannot equate the oppressed with the oppressor. And I think that's very, very important for us as Muslims to understand. And also for us as Muslims here, we walk on the streets with integrity, but we are also attentive at the same time. There will be people that are jahil, they're ignorant. And they think that anyone that is wearing a hijab, particularly our wives and our daughters, just because they are wearing that symbol of Islam, they want to send a message. And it's important as Muslims that we are attentive when we, for instance, if our wife wants to go out to the grocery store at this time. It's an important decision that you as a husband, you as a father, you as a brother have to make in regards to them going out at this particular time in an area to where you may have a certain level of doubt. So you may want to think twice about that because of the climate right now is not that particularly healthy. And if you are someone that is out and someone decides to show some level of displeasure to you, it's important that you as a Muslim know how to defend yourself against anyone that wants to show some type of oppression or any type of violence towards you. And you relay that to the authorities as well. This is important because now it is a time where people are very, very angry, including Muslims. Which leads me to the last point, is with our youth, there may be some youth that are frustrated. There may be some youth that are mad and they are upset. And that is from Iman, to have that level of anger and upset of what is going on with atrocities to those that are oppressed, with atrocities to those that are blockaded, those that are pushed down to a border that is not accepting them. So there's literally no escape. Okay, so that is from our iman, to have that level of frustration, but not frustration with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has predestined. The frustration with the oppression. And this is where we make dua for them. Make dua for them and do what you can, what is within your power, to help that situation, particularly in essentially starting with your iman in Allah and His qadr, and then also with education of the history of what is going on, and lastly, to relate that to people that may not have the correct idea about that. And if you decide to go out and to go on to these protests and to go and to speak on behalf of you know, the Muslims or what is going on, that you make sure that it is goal-oriented and that it is well-organized, because it can easily lead to something that is not intended by Islam and the Sharia, and that majority, if not all of the Muslims that go there, would not intend to end in violence or intend to hurt anyone. So it's important to be patient with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but be active at the same time, and to always look at what the scholars would call the ma'alat. To try your best to look at the end result. What is this going to lead to? How can this lead to healthy cohesion? How can this lead to coexistence? How can this lead to healthy education of the latter, to where ultimately we can live and coexist amongst each other, especially in the society in America, where there's healthy coexistence. But healthy coexistence demands respect from each side. And I think respect ultimately comes with knowledge of the latter. And that ultimately goes back to the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we have made you nations and tribes in order to get to know one another. So knowledge of the other can result in appreciation of the latter. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that when we see this news, we relate it with qist, we relate it with justice, and that justice is relating the situation as it is, but also showing the truth of that which may not be a form of justice or integrity for the Muslim, inshallah ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the family of the deceased 6-year-old. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the community over there, to where protect the Muslims and protect any Muslims from doing anything that may be harmful to others. But most importantly, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our oppressed brothers and sisters in Palestine. Innahu waliyyu dhalika. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.